Ash Hollywood with Ashaholics, and I have a very, very, very special guest today in our Julie Land universe, and he goes by the name of Nuzzy. Nuzzy is a fellow podcaster, and I've been a guest a couple times on his show, Decently Funny, and they really are decently funny. So, Nuzzy, tell me a little bit about you and your podcast.
Hey, Ash. Thanks for having me on your show. As you know, I'm a big fan of yours as well. My show, Decently Funny, it's just a celebrity interview podcast. My friend and co-host Guy and I, we co-host the show together every single Saturday. And we have comedians, actors, musicians, athletes in my living room. Mm-hmm. A lot of fun.
In your living room, yeah. Very comfortable house setting. And where can we find these podcasts?
Decentlyfunny.com on the internet.
Interwebs.
And iTunes, Stitcher, where you can find all the podcasts and stuff.
Now, I've known you for a little while, and you've been doing some pretty cool stuff outside of your podcast as well. You just did Spice Radio, am I correct?
I did, yes. A friend of mine, also a fellow podcaster and former penthouse pet, Sam Phillips, like back in the day, penthouse pet, like 1990s, right? So she is a radio personality, and every once in a while she asks me to co-host something, but Spice Radio is really out of my comfort zone.
Now, why is that?
Well, because I'm really not. I'm the opposite of you. I wear a hat or a glass, a hoodie. I like anything to cover up.
You're very low key.
I cover up. I don't really like to talk about myself so much, which is strange that I've
flipped it around on you today, and I really like it.
But on the Spice thing, I had no idea it was going to be as dirty and X-rated as I thought. I mean, Sam said, all right, today we're going to be talking about cock and pussy. And I said, oh my, like, I don't talk about stuff like that. Except with you, the
Except
two times you were on.
Except with me, yeah. I make the show pretty filthy when I'm on Decently Funny. They have a lot of really interesting callers call in to that radio show. Tell me about an interesting call you guys had last night.
We had, so the topic was cut or uncut. That was the topic of conversation. I don't know how I got myself wrapped up in. If you ask me on a podcast or if you ask me to host a radio show, I love Sirius XM. I think it's the greatest thing. I'm going to say yes 100% of the time. But this was really strange. So she says she's got this gravelly New York voice, right? She doesn't sound like she looks. And she says, okay, so cut or uncut. This guy calls up. He goes, 8.5 inches, uncut, unshaved. Like, I don't know. How do I talk to this guy? It's not really my thing. Like, so, okay, so uncut. That's, like, I don't know. How do you answer a question like that? How do you answer that topic?
Hey, Dick, cut or uncut? You don't have a microphone, so we don't even get to know.
No difference? Doesn't matter?
There we go.
It doesn't matter to you?
It just doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So you've had some pretty cool celebrities on your podcast. Can you tell me who was the best and who was the worst?
Okay. Easy. That's an easy question. Well, you were my favorite guest ever. That's why I had you back a second time. Only guest to ever get completely naked.
Yes, I did. I got completely naked for the podcast.
She got naked. And
that makes her the best right off the bat. Didn't say a word, just got naked.
Yeah, and he was shocked how easy it was because he's like, would you get naked for us? I'm like, yeah, sure. And I already have like half my clothes off before he even finishes the sentence.
Oh, it made God. The rest of the interview very easy for me. Yeah. Looking at that.
Very comfortable interview.
Right. I thought I was watching you porn or something. No, but you're very lovely.
Okay, let's exclude her.
Okay, outside of Ash Hollywood, my second favorite guest, probably a tie between Alec Sulkin and Danny Zucker. Alec writes for Family Guy, and he just co-wrote Ted, which is now out on DVD. And then Danny Zucker keeps winning Emmys every single year for Modern Family.
Exactly.
So I love comedy writers. It makes my job so much easier because I don't even have to try to be funny. I just do some research. I find out like 3 or 4 things about them, and then I just let them do their thing because they're brilliant. So those two guys are the best. My least favorite, my girlfriend. I have a girlfriend that I met on my podcast because she won a reality show, and it was the worst interview I've ever done in my life.
This is when you were together. She was the worst.
No, this is the first time I met her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I met her. I had nothing really to talk to her about because her show was like 10 years ago.
Okay. What show?
Her show was Paradise Hotel. It was on Fox.
I remember that.
Yeah. I mean, people go, well, is that the one where they think they know? It was a pretty popular show for a summer. They never brought it back. But
what was so bad about the interview?
Was that the couples?
There was couples. Yeah.
Yeah. And then like somebody, they would try to break them up.
Yeah, something like that. It's sort of like a bachelor pad setup where if you're in a couple, then you move on to the next week. But if you're left alone, then you're eliminated. It's one of those.
At least it was awful.
It's a dopey reality.
Seriously awful.
The worst reality show was that one that they did in England where they had these guys court this girl for like, and they were in a hotel for 10 weeks or whatever. And 10 guys were trying to win this girl's heart, but they didn't know that the girl was a transvestite. And so
that sounds amazing.
The winner finds out at the end, and these guys are like hitting on her, taking her dates, all this crazy shit,
making out with her.
Oh yeah, and that's why if you go Google it, but they ended up like lawsuits. These guys end up suing the producers, the show.
I'd like to see
the
paperwork.
That's the ultimate version of punked.
Yeah,
it was.
Is that legal? Can you do that?
They did, and
that's awful.
And I don't know what the repercussions, but the results were bad.
You know, I'm pretty sure that I would be able to tell. I think I'm a pretty good judge.
She was
that beautiful.
Hot.
Huh?
It was hot. I mean, I don't know.
So the winner is the loser. Also,
pretty much.
If that's not your thing, exactly. I mean, if it's your thing, then you're good.
You know? Exactly.
That would have been the ultimate ending to the show, I think, if the guy was like, "No, I'm actually into this. Like, great surprise." I've had people on Twitter. I mean, you've seen my Twitter. It gets really, really crazy, especially when you're a porn star, and I posted to something that was pretty popular. I think it was like, "Is anyone up?" or some kind of thing like that. And this guy asked me if I was a tranny. And when I said no, that I didn't have a cock, he was actually like really disappointed. Aww. He wanted me to be a tranny. So that was interesting.
Bummer,
does that happen a lot to you? You're very feminine looking, so I can't
I don't know
imagine.
Why, but there a lot of people ask me if I'm a tranny, and I think it's because they're trying to hurt me in a sense. But I'm a very masculine personality, so I can kind of see why people might be like, wait, you know, this is LA, there's some really pretty trannies around. But like, I'm 5'1" and like curvy. There's no fucking way I'm a dude.
Does that ever hurt?
No, I don't care at all. Quite honestly.
What hurts? What hurts you?
Well,
bothers? Oh, okay. I just turned around. I just did the podcaster thing.
What hurts
Tell
you?
Me what hurts you.
What hurts you?
When
somebody says something bad about your podcast?
Well, I take everything personally. Yeah. Not just the podcast, but like anything that I care about. It's like I'm an emotional person. You and I are very opposite of each other. Yeah.
Well, it's probably why we like each other.
You have no feelings?
I have absolutely no soul.
I'm just kidding.
My favorite thing to do is, I know Ash is a big fan of Jersey Mike's. I think we connected on our love of Jersey Mike's subs. And
never
so
heard, never heard
it's
of
like a deep throat those foot long.
Oh my goodness.
Where are they at?
There's actually some here in LA.
Take me.
I will take you very, very soon. Jersey Mike's is a really, really good sub place.
Good as the hot dogs?
They also have Philly cheesesteaks and all that yummy, delicious stuff. But they ain't got nothing on Jimmy John's.
I've heard that.
I love Jimmy John's.
I've heard, they don't have those around here.
I'm a Togo's guy. Yeah. Togo's used to be the best.
So what are some cliche questions I can ask you? Because I feel like when you interview a porn star, you always get, you know, like the A, B, C, D questions. Although my favorite one to answer is, so do you think you're in this business because you have daddy issues? Do you remember my answer to that?
Did I ask you that question?
I can't remember if you did or not, but I remember talking about it on your podcast. My favorite way to answer that question is, well, the only issue with my daddy is that I don't have one. Do you want to be my daddy?
Oh my goodness. I love this. But that is, I hear Howard Stern ask that question a lot.
Exactly. It's a terrible question.
There's always a daddy issue or some
what
kind
made
of,
yeah. you start a podcast? I don't think it's because you had daddy issues.
Maybe it was.
No, I have emotional and personality issues that I feel that I need to people to be around and like me. I figure, I got picked on in high school a lot. I wasn't hanging out with the cool kids. Mm-hmm. So I figured this way I can, I move to Los Angeles and I'll start hanging out with the cool kids. Mm-hmm. And then all the cool kids that I wanted to hang out with in high school are, you know, working at the quarry or working construction or something.
a sidebar, sorry. That is, I keep saying that to anytime I meet kids that are in high school. I always tell them, like, you know what? The people that are cool in high school, trust me, turn into losers. They always do.
They always do. And it's really funny because I never got along with anybody in high school. And I was very much an outcast. I kind of made myself that way.
Yeah.
And I go home to my really small town, which I'm going, you know, here pretty soon. And I'm a celebrity there. Like, I'm nobody in LA. Yeah. I'm just a fucking porn star. I'm nobody. And I go home and everybody wants to talk to me. And it's people that are really conservative that I thought would never talk to me and like would put me down, and they don't. They're like, oh my God, you're making it. You're so famous. I'm like, no.
What about guys that you dated in high school?
Oh, that's the worst. Okay. So what about guys you dated in high school? I'm just kidding.
No.
Nah.
I can't think of many. None, actually.
There was only Bob that one time, but that was
I always say that I'm really, really thankful that my porn is out there because it's the one way that my exes can remember me.
Nice.
No, there's a lot of people who I run into on Facebook messages, especially, that want to be my friend and want to talk to me. And all I can think is, you know, I never said a fucking word to you in school, and I actually really hated you. There's no reason for me to be friends with you now. Mm. What kind of kid were you in school?
What kind of kid was I in school?
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you grow up?
Well, I grew up in Jersey, hence my love of Jersey Mike subs.
What exit?
Oh, I grew up exit 91 on the Jersey Turnpike, on the Garden State Parkway, and Lakewood, New Jersey, which was hit with that Sandy, right? The hurricane.
That bitch.
That bitch took apart. No, I used to work the Jersey Shore. That was like a big thing for me. I worked up and down the Jersey Shore, running the rides. I was a carny. I was, you know, running all those fun rides and getting the Guidos drunk and throwing
up
all over
themselves.
You
sound like you're from Jersey.
Because I've been living out here for so long. Well, here's the thing. There's North Jersey that sound like New York. There's South Jersey. They sound like, you know, I want to get a hoagie and I want to talk on the phone. And you've heard them. It's like, yes. It's a really interesting. Women with that accent are the worst. And the Boston accent really gets me to like a women with a thick Boston or a thick Philadelphia accent.
I don't like girls with a thick Midwest accent. And I'm gonna come home and I almost want to do a podcast immediately when I get home, just so it's like it's fresh when I come back to LA, because my accent will be so bad and so thick.
The Boston one. Park the car.
Yeah, nothing sexier than that, huh?
Let's go park the car and go to the bar. What?
No, but I was a comedian in high school. I was goofing around.
I can see that.
I was the goofball, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
most likely to make us laugh.
And then when I came out to Los Angeles, the first thing I did was start up my podcast because I couldn't get a job on the radio. You know, I'm a Jew, right? So all my radio stations, all they wanted to do was hire me to sell advertising. Because that's what Jews do. We sell. We're advertising salesmen. And so when I worked for every radio station that I've ever worked for, that was my gig, to sell the airtime. And I've always had an idea for a show that I wanted to do. And so that's kind of my concept. Just hang out with people that I admire, people that are in the industry, that are a lot of fun.
Who's the biggest celebrity you've gotten to come to your house and sit with you and talk? Would you say?
Well, in the last couple of months, we had Steve-O. He was a fun...
Sober?
Sober Steve-O, uh-huh. Yeah.
That must be interesting.
He did a... actually, you're not the only person that's gotten naked in my apartment. Steve-O! Steve-O came over.
And he was sober?
Sober Steve-O. He hasn't had a drink or a drug that he says in a couple of years.
Shot Steve-O back in the day, didn't you?
No, I didn't shoot him. He spent some time.
Oh, okay.
Hung out a couple times.
Oh, cool.
With some friends.
Huh.
Cool. I doubt he'll remember.
I probably not. That's okay. So Steve got naked in your apartment.
His stunt was where in his boxer shorts, he took everything off except for his boxer shorts. Then he just swung his dick back and forth in his boxer shorts, jumped up in the air, caught it between his legs and pulled down his boxer shorts and did a ta-da, I've got a vagina.
Oh my God. That's amazing. Yeah. That's a skill set. That's a really good skill set.
But it's strange because it was just me and Guy. You know, there's like, who are you trying to impress, Steve-O?
Oh, weird. God.
And it's an audio podcast. Like, exactly. No one else can see this. What are we doing?
You guys don't film anymore?
We did, but I mean.
It's like funny. It's like, after he's done, you're like, you do get the point that there's no video here. Right?
Yeah, we're not really. I mean, we do videotape everything, but almost just to document kind of behind the scenes of a podcast.
And he's your biggest star?
Probably the most interesting.
He was
the only one that ever had a mangina.
Right.
Well, the stars that come over are mostly stand-up comedians, comedy writers. They're like the guys behind the scenes, like the really funny ones.
You know who I really want you to try to get? That's one of my favorite comedians and friends is Colin Kane. He's now based in LA. And he is a East Coast insult comedian. He's really good.
Okay.
And it seems like somebody up your alley.
I don't mind insult comedians, as long as he just directs it at somebody else.
No, he does. He's very, very good. And the funny part is he's...
this generation's Don Rickles?
Kind of. I mean, he's young, he's handsome, and he has just this in-your-face comedy that tears people apart, and he talks about stereotypes and cliches, and he doesn't hold anything back. But he's really nice in person, and he's very sweet, and hooks up his fans a lot, and he does a lot of cool things for them. So it's polar opposites when it comes to his personality. It's pretty sweet.
But most performers are like that, especially comedians. That's my experience, is that they're pretty mellow people I always say they're addicted to the laugh. Once they say one little thing and everybody starts laughing, then they do it again, they get this, the laughter starts, you could just see their whole thing change and they start turning it on. And
do you have a favorite comedian?
I was just gonna ask that question too. Who are your favorites?
My favorite comedians were guys that like Tommy Chong, right? Like he was a guy that just did my podcast about a month ago, and
Legend.
I think guys like that are more entertainers than comedians. Like Andy Dick was one of my favorites, and he doesn't consider himself a comedian, but more of an entertainer.
Now, it's my understanding, I know a couple of people who know Andy Dick. Is he just like that all the time?
Andy is always Andy. Yeah, actually, I mean, there's two Andys. There's Andy, there's drunk Andy, and then there's
sober Andy. No, the really funny part is the one time I saw Andy Dick was... outside of Angels and Kings, he was being carried out by both arms and was just covered in vomit.
Yeah, that sounds like Andy.
That sounds just like
and I was like, wow, that's Andy Dick. Yeah. And that's probably the one time I'll ever meet him.
I've been around him a couple times.
First time he was on my show, a reality person that was on Survivor was dating him, a chick. He was actually dating a woman at the time. And so she brought him over. They were both wasted. And so he sits down on my couch, and we're ready to start the podcast. We start it promptly at 2 o'clock, and it's 2 o'clock. We're about to start. And he goes, "Where's my beer?" And I said, I don't have any beer. He goes, "It's in the contract. I have to have my beer." And I'm like, we didn't sign a contract. You said you were going to do the podcast. I actually had to leave my apartment, go to the liquor store, get beer, then come back. He's waiting there. He's like, "Okay, we can start now."
That's amazing.
Yeah. And then we actually became friends for a while. And then I started producing his podcast. I mean, the guy's brilliant. He's just
weird.
He's just weird. Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you again for coming on my podcast. It's really cool having a fellow podcaster. This is the part where you get to shamelessly plug anything and everything you want, even your butt, if you feel like it.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
This is the part where you get naked and jump up and show me your trick.
You get naked and show me your mangina.
Next time, my second time on your show, I'll do that.
Okay.
I like that you've got a studio audience and on your podcast.
I know.
Who are these people?
That happened entirely by accident.
We pay them.
Yeah. Are these other people, are they in your industry?
These are other guests. They are in the industry.
That's my wife, the brunette, and the blonde's my daughter.
Oh, wow. You have a beautiful family.
Yeah, well, you know, and that's
gorgeous.
My son.
The brunette's my sister. But no, please, plug away.
My podcast is decentlyfunny.com. And I don't know. You know,
what's your Twitter? You have a really funny Twitter that I think is worth following.
My Twitter is at the Nuzzy. Mm-hmm. And
The Nuzzy,
which is just a shortened version of my last name, N-U-Z-Z-Y. And you know, I really like following other comedians. I follow you because you're very funny on Twitter. And I've seen lately you've been attacked.
I've been attacked.
It's like you're so funny, people think that you're stealing jokes or something.
Yeah, people actually think that I'm like rummaging through Twitter stealing jokes, and I'm not. And so that's the hilarity.
You know, a lot of people do that, and I personally, I don't care.
They're not invited to my birthday anymore. It's cool.
But I had a lovely time. Thank you.
Thank you.
And so where do we find this at? Where's this podcast?
This is going to be. Hopefully, if you're listening to this, you're already here, but it's on ashgirl.com under the Ashaholic section, because that's what we wanted to fucking call it. And, well, we're going to tune out, but you can also find this on Twitter at Ash Hollywood, and I'll be tweeting away. Thank you again, guys, and fuck off.